Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Excuse me. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm, PA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? Now, the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, if you guys could look there, and there should be an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon so you'll be able to set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. That means that whenever I set up a show, put show notes out there, you'll be one of the first to know about it and what time, all this good stuff, and what the show is going to be about. okay? So if you are online right now listening to the show, go ahead and click on that and become a friend of the show, okay? 818-301-5834 is our number. You guys can call in, follow the prompts, and if you want to be on the air or comment about the subject, that's a problem. Okay? Let's see here. I just got a text from somebody talking about my subject. Anyway, I see people a lot of people are just now joining the show, and welcome you guys to the show. If you're listening to cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, today's weather, we're looking at a blistering 89 degrees today in the ATL. Tomorrow, we're going to have a chance, pretty good chance of rain tomorrow in 88. Wednesday, cloudy, close to 90. Today, a bit cloudy, big chance of rain on Thursday as well with a high of 88. Friday, rain, high of 83. All right? So that's something to look forward to, right? Tomorrow, rain. Wednesday, slight chance of rain. Thursday, rain. Friday, rain. Okay? So you see what's happening there. Okay? Now, today's word of the day is, let's get it, techno-babble. Techno-babble. That's, what happened to my... okay, techno-babble, T-E-C-H-N-O-B-A-B-B-L-E, techno-babble. Techno-babble is a noun, and it's technical jargon. It's just technical jargon. That's the definition of techno-babble, is technical jargon. Now, I don't pick these words, guys. I mean, these words come from Merriam-Webster. They send me a word of the day and give me the definition and examples of it and everything. And techno-babble is simply jargon. So that's that, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's episode. Now, before I get into today's episode, I just want to say again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I hope you guys had a great day on yesterday, and I hope your day was good and safe. Okay, good and safe. But again, happy Mother's Day, all my mothers out there who listen to this show. Today's episode is entitled, Have You Ever Seen a Cookout at the Graveyard? I have never seen a cookout at the graveyard. And I just want to discuss this. And my sister went to the graveyard on yesterday to put flowers at my mom's grave. And she couldn't believe what she saw. She sent me a picture. She texted me a picture and said that, would you believe that people are having a cookout at the graveyard, at the grave site? So, and what it looked like was she took the picture. I kind of, you know, clicked on it and zoomed in on it. They had an Atlanta Falcons, I guess you call it the little, it's a sunshade. It's like a tailgate tent, tailgate canopy or whatever. Just, you know how they have the top of the top kind of made out of this nylon stuff with the metal poles that you can set up real quick. And it was an Atlanta Falcons tailgate tent that they had set up. And I'm assuming from what I saw that they had it set up over. That person's grave, I'm assuming. Say, my mom's grave is right at the edge of one of the roads that run through the cemetery. Okay, she's right there near the thing. So if you drive up, if you know where she is, if you drive up, you can stop right there and get out, and you're right there at it, right? You don't have to walk up in between graves and all this. She's not in the middle or anything. She's right there at the edge. So I'm assuming that these people, their loved one or whatever, was right there at the edge. Now, they weren't set up in a you know, open space. They were set up, and they have to be on top of someone else's grave as well. They have to be. They would have had to be on top of someone else's grave as well. If you know that, you know how big, it looked like a 9x9 tent that they had up. Okay, and 9x9 would cover a few graves. So there's no way that they were only on top of his or her grave, right? So, and what I'm saying is that if you were coming to the grave site, the graveyard, to visit one of your loved ones, and they were set up right there on top of your loved one, barbecuing, cooking out. I mean, what could you have said? Hey, man, you know, what are y'all doing? This is my mama's grave right here. And you set up on my mama's grave. You got to be walking on it and all this kind of stuff. Oh, man, I would have been pissed. Can I say that? Pissed. I would have been pissed. But what I'm saying is, I mean, I've never seen that before. I don't know if you guys have seen it before or not. You can call and tell me. I don't know if you've seen it or not. But I've never seen that before. To the brothers and sisters, we will do this kind of stuff. If, you know, people will do anything, I think. People will do anything. So I would, you know, and what I text back to my sister. I was like, "Is that legal? You know, can you go to the grave site and set up a tent and start barbecuing there? Do they allow that?" I was just blown away about that. So I wanted to talk about it today. That blew my mind. I've never seen something like that before. Someone barbecuing, cooking out, having a cookout at the graveyard. So I guess that they were, you know, this is something they always do at Mother's Day. I mean not as far as coming to the graveyard and cooking out, but I'm seeing, you know, this may be what they did when their mother would, I'm saying it was a mother because it was Mother's Day. So I'm assuming that this is what they did when their mom was here, when she was alive. They'd go to her house and cook out and barbecue and have a good time. Now I want to know, were they drinking? Were they getting drunk at the graveyard? I don't know. Maybe it's no big deal to get drunk at the graveyard. I mean, I guess people, you know, they say they pour out a little liquor at the grave for somebody. So I guess it's cool to drink at the graveyard. I mean, it's just something that I've never done before. You know, I have run through the graveyard at night before. I came from a friend's house one night, and, you know, instead of taking the long route all the way around, coming back around by the gravesite to go home, by the graveyard to go home, I had to cut through their backyard because their backyard was kind of butt up to this graveyard. You know, it was their backyard, then there's a wooded area, and then after you go through the wooded area, then bam, you're on the backside of the graveyard. So I was caught in their neighborhood kind of late, and it started to get dark. And I didn't want to take the long route home. So, me, by myself, I'm in high school, probably 9th, 10th grade in high school. I say, I'm going through the graveyard tonight. I mean, it wasn't pitch black. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it wasn't 10, 11 o'clock at night. It was just getting dark. Okay? I could still see my way. So I'm thinking I'm tough, right? I jumped through the woods. I started running hard. I mean, I'm running hard. And I'm running as fast as I can. I'm not looking back. I mean, if somebody said, if I'd have been running and somebody had said, "Hey, you," I probably would have fell and bust my head wide open. That's how scared I was. But boy, I was running, crashing through the graveyard. Now, I didn't stay on the road. Y'all with me? I just stay on the pavement. I'm sure I may have stepped on a grave or two. I'm sorry, forgive me. But I ran through the graveyard. And I'm getting off track, but as you say, have you ever seen a cookout at the gravesite? I never had. Okay? But I ran through the graveyard that night. Thinking, man, I'm running across all these people. You know, somebody's going to get me. Somebody's going to say something. But all I wanted to do was get across the graveyard to the front side of the graveyard to the street. And I ran like a bat out of hell. I mean, I was booking Crosby. I can remember it like it was yesterday. I mean, I left my bicycle at my friend's house and everything. I just ran as hard as I could across it, trying to get home. And you know, that's funny to me. So what I'm saying is, you know, you got people that at the grave site, at the graveyard yesterday, cooking out. And I want to know, is it legal? And you know, maybe they got permission from the graveyard people. Maybe they got permission. I don't know. But I sure do know that there's high traffic on Mother's Day in the cemetery. There's high traffic on Father's Day in the cemetery. So, you there barbecuing, cooking out, I call it barbecuing. And you got people driving through all the time. I mean, what if you're there set up barbecuing and you have got to be on someone else's grave as well? You know, what's gonna be your deal if their loved ones come and you just sit up over their grave barbecue? Think that's a problem? I don't think that should be allowed in the cemetery. I just don't think so. But I saw it. I didn't see it live, but I saw it on a picture on my phone. It blew my mind. Simply blew my mind. It's amazing. You know, going off the subject to something else, there was, I know you guys may have heard about it, and I don't know much about this, but I have to say something about it. But the principal at a high school, and it was a Caucasian principal, a white principal, that made the comment. And maybe I need to research this before I talk about it. I just got little bits and pieces of it. But a white principal saw some people get up and start leaving. They were at a graduation. Saw some people get up and start to leave the graduation. And she said, "Look at all the black people leaving the graduation." Now, was that racist? Was that racist? Now, see, I can't say that was racist because, you know, I don't know that person or whatever. All you can think about is the words that she said. So I don't know if that was racist or not. So I think I'm gonna research that story and we'll talk about it another day. But it's all, you know, it's gone viral now, and a lot of people talking about it. So I don't know. She may lose her job or something over there. I don't know. But people are so touchy-feely now these days that, you know, you can't say certain things. You cannot say certain things. I didn't mean it that way. Well, hey, but you said it. You know, it doesn't matter how you meant it. You said it. And something else I want to talk about. Maybe I'll do a show on this tomorrow. Is that how women? Have, you know, string men along. And I'm saying this because there's been a young lady who's stringing one of my friends along. And I'm upset about it. Because you can't just string people along and think that they're not gonna want more. Okay? You can't give people the opportunity to do something or be together and not think that they're gonna want more. So, ladies, you know, if things aren't the way that you want them to be, or you're not really interested, or you're trying to get something out of something, you know, just cut it loose. Because if you string people along, then something's gonna happen. And I'm sure men do it as well. I just know about this situation about a young lady. And you know, you tell people stuff and you know you can't fulfill that. And then the next thing you know, you're tearing them down because you can't fulfill that, and they thought that you were gonna get together. I know it's kind of gray, but I'm gonna do a show on it tomorrow. I'm gonna talk about how women string men along, and how men also string women along. It happens all the time. It happens every day. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, one other thing I wanted to say before I get off the air, because some people want to tell me how to run my show. Okay? Some people don't want to tell me how to run my show. How I need to do this, how I need to do that. Well, this is my show. And I run my show how I want to run my show. You cannot tell me how to run my show. If you want to tell me how to run my show, you go and get your show and run your show the way you want to run your show. And I wish you good luck. But this is my show. And you can't tell me how to run my show. I laugh at people all the time that try to tell me how to run my show. Come on, man. I'm good. Okay? I do 6,000-7,000 people a day sometimes. Listeners. So I'm good. I'm not looking to get a million people on my show. That'd be great, but I'm not looking for that. So don't try to tell me how to run my show. Hey, I'm fixing to go and watch the game, sit and have me a beer and watch the game. And y'all cheer on the Hawks tonight. We need to win tonight. The Hawks need a win tonight and bring this thing back to the ATL. And we can hopefully move on to the conference finals. That's what we're hoping for. That'll be great for the city of Atlanta. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I got about a minute left. I'm going to shut it down. I'll see you guys back here tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. See you. Just why? Don't believe me, just why?
Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it.